The Ramen Noodle is sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get web design, web hosting, presentation design, all sorts of cool stuff at djosephdesign.com. You have a message that deserves to look great, so make your next message look great with D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. It's time for the Ramen Noodle episode, get this, 10. The scariest, top 10 scariest things for bachelors and bachelorettes.
Lonely. I am so lonely. I have nobody.
Welcome back to this, the second recorded live production of The Ramen Noodle and episode 10. Thank you for joining me for seasoning packets of comedy from the life of a bachelor. And not only are you joining me from either your podcast or the chat room, if you're watching this live at theramennoodle.com/live, but also I have in the Ramen Noodle International headquarters with me, Jeremy.
Hey.
Wow, that was profound.
Yep.
And Jeremy goes by Fleagon on Twitter. Did you want people to know that?
That's totally fine.
Okay, cool. This is like an inaugural episode. You've been here for, I think, two other episodes.
And both disasters, yes.
And this is episode 10. Actually, one of those has been one of the most recorded episodes ever. A couple of them.
People can't look away from a disaster. This is going well so far.
Yes, and I'm not going to edit this.
Noted.
So this inaugural episode of The Ramen Noodle, episode 10, we're going to have a countdown list in our feature story later, and we've got some more things, Bachelor Boot Camp, a featured story of a Ramen Noodle experience that someone sent in, and a whole lot more. But before we get into that, I want to tell you about my sponsor. Go to my PC. See, a typical work week used to be just Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but times have really changed. Most of us are spending more and more hours stuck at the office, not a fun place to be sometimes. You're missing out on important family events, putting off your personal life, not getting around to your own podcast if you do one, or listening to all those important podcasts that you like to listen to. That's why you should get Go to My PC to access your office computer from home, so you don't have to be at the office to get your work done. Work from early in the morning, late at night, during the weekend, after you've done the things you want or really need to do. You could even work from the beach. That's pretty awesome. My listeners can try Go to My PC free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited remote access. Free. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free trial. Ramen Noodle Experience. I got a Ramen Noodle Experience. If you're not sure what a Ramen Noodle Experience is, go to theramennoodle.com and download episode 9. What are you laughing about?
Your pronunciation of ramen was interesting. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Ramen Noodle Experience. Something interesting that happened to you that is reminiscent of your bachelor or bachelorette days, or some type of way that you just blow it in a common household type of thing that just doesn't normally mess up for you. I got this message in, and it reads this. Now, this whole message, Jeremy, is two paragraphs. The second paragraph is a page long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should it be one paragraph?
It might. It's supposed to be. It says, before attempting to tell my story, I must clarify that I'm not usually squeamish when it comes to rodents, reptiles, amphibians, insects, or arachnids. Those are spiders, in case anyone's not positive. There are only three members of the insect family that really scare me. Wasps, cicadas, and lawyers. I mean, roaches. This person didn't say lawyers. I added that in there for myself.
And there go all our lawyers in the audience.
Yeah. Now roaches, I can usually take... Is this person calling me roaches? Now roaches, I can usually... No, there's no comma there. Very good placement that there's no comma there. Now roaches, I can usually take care of myself, and I have on a few occasions, but something here must be understood. If a roach is on its back, as opposed to right side up, and wiggling its legs all around, something turns in my stomach to the point that I can't deal with the thing. After all, it's so cute and helpless there. It's like, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Help me, help me, help me. And you just don't want to squish the poor little bug because it's just lying helpless there.
Maybe you don't.
I'm putting these words in this person's mouth. And once I've seen it alive, even after it's dead. Okay, now we're talking about undead roaches. And once I've seen it alive, even after it's dead, I can't handle doing anything with it. So, okay, zombie roaches. Got it. Now we come to paragraph 2. So it was that I found myself wandering into my kitchen recently on the 1st of November. Remember the 1st of November when upon my couch I found a roach. Wait, roach and couch.
Are you putting words into the story again?
Yes.
I can't tell where you pick up.
Pretty much when I look away from the page, I'm doing that.
For all of you listening.
Yes. Listen when I look away. It was a lovely Saturday morning. Who cares how lovely a Saturday morning it was? And I wanted some juice. I stepped into the kitchen, headed for the fridge, when I stopped short. My stomach was immediately turned into a hopeless tangle of knots. There, on the floor, between me and my refrigerator, was a nice-sized roach, as opposed to a mean-sized roach. On its back, legs flailing in the air, screaming, help me, help me, I've fallen and I can't get up. That's ad-libbing again. Now, if the roach had been on all sixes, because, you know, roaches have six legs, evidently.
Evidently.
I'd have grabbed a shoe and smashed away, but it wasn't. This presented a problem. Obviously, I was not going to be able to dispose of the thing myself, and the roach was lying in the way of me getting my apple juice. I immediately wished I had a man to help me. So at this point, I think it's kind of obvious this is not a man writing this letter.
I just had that realization. I don't know why I thought otherwise. Probably because you're the one reading it, and...
I didn't put on my female voice.
Good.
I don't have one.
Let's go on without the female voice, please.
Then it struck me. The cockroach did? Whoa. That's why she doesn't like them when they're on the floor, because they can just strike you. Yeah. Then it struck me. I did apparently have a man to help. His name is Gray, like the color. And he... I added that in. And he lives upstairs in my apartment building. I thought to myself, Gray can get this for me. My heart leapt with joy, then sank in despair as I realized something. I didn't know which of the apartments upstairs Gray inhabited, and I wasn't about to go knocking on doors to figure out which one was his. Could you imagine that? Knock, knock. Hello? I have a roach in my apartment, and I can't kill it. Can you please help me? Help me, Obi-Wan. Help me.
Is that your female voice?
No.
Gosh.
So I thought a minute more and came up with the solution. I took a large red mixing bowl from my cabinet and placed it over the offending invader so he could not escape, and so I wouldn't accidentally kick him somewhere or accidentally step on him and kill him accidentally, maybe. Why don't I just smash him with the opposite side of the bowl? Anyway, I digress. I began to wonder how long it would be before I would see Gray and be able to get him to rid my kitchen of the roach. Some weeks I see him multiple times around school, around the apartment building and parking lot, etc. Other weeks, I only see him once, on Wednesday nights at Bible study. I didn't have his phone number. I didn't know anyone who did, and I didn't even know his last name, so I could look up which apartment was his.
Is this story really about a roach?
I don't know. It might be a romance developing. Gray was a tall, dashing young man. Sunday came, and I didn't see Gray. Monday came and went, still no grace. Finally, on Tuesday evening, this is several days after this Red Bull has been sitting. Hey, Red Bull.
No.
They are not a sponsor, by the way. Don't buy anything from them. This bull has been sitting in her kitchen for days with the cockroach underneath. The nice. Thing is probably suffocated by now. Or
I don't know about that.
Its own life.
What? Never mind. Maybe we do not endorse the taking of lives, either human insects. Go on.
Finally, on Tuesday evening, it was shortly before 11, and I heard Gray's voice in the hall outside my door. I went out and saw him getting into his car with his cousin. He was so dashingly handsome and strong. No, okay, I'm ad-libbing again. And some of her, his cousin and some of her friends. I figured he was taking them back to their dorm, so I decided to do the only thing I could think of that would guarantee me seeing Gray again on his way back in. I jumped from the top left. No.
You are muddying the water so bad. Oh, poor whoever this
is. Her only option was clean her car. About 15 minutes later, Gray pulls back into the parking lot and gets out of and gets out of my car. Wait, what? What was he doing in your car? I think she meant to say his car.
I was cleaning my car and I found Gray.
He just popped right out of there. Like a cockroach. Seeing me, he cheerfully greeted me, then proceeded on his own way. I stopped him. Gray, I said sheepishly. Oh, wait. Gray, I said
what
sheepishly.
The? Oh, man.
How are you with roaches? He stopped, looked at me understandingly, and said, do you have a roach? Yes, I replied, on my kitchen floor. He looked at me for half a second. Apparently, she carries around a stopwatch and times these things. Half a second's pretty fast. Then said, let's go get it. We entered my apartment, and I pointed to the bowl on the floor and said, it's under there. He chuckled, grabbed some toilet paper from the bathroom, and removed the bowl. He snatched up the roach, flushed it, and altogether saved me from this nasty invader. I thanked him profusely and sighed with relief now that I was, again, roach-free. 2 years later, we got married. And no.
Wow. She's like, gonna hate you. Who is this that has sent the story? Or should we leave it anonymous at this point?
This is Kathleen has sent this story in.
Ah.
And I know I have a couple Kathleens in my audience. So if you're suddenly thinking, no, I didn't, well, then you're not the one that
you're
sent this.
You're not the right one.
Yeah. You're the wrong Kathleen. You didn't send this story in right.
That sounds like the title of I don't know, some comedy thing.
You're
the wrong Kathleen.
I think the ramen noodle sounds like a good title for a Kathleen. A comedy.
Moving on.
Movie. All right, time for this one. When bagels go bad.
Good job on the headline.
Yeah, I made that up on the spot.
And by the spot, you mean several minutes ago while you were reading the story.
No, literally on the spot. Like, right. There's a spot right here on my hand I made up. It's a black spot. I'm a little worried about it. Nice. I like bagels for breakfast in the morning.
That was deliberate.
And I buy bagels from Walmart because they're now the cheapest place to get bagels. And apparently you get what you pay for. Because these bagels, I bought them on November 6th. Uh-huh. And then decided to pull out a bagel to eat on November 9th. I pulled it out. And the tag on the bagel says November 11, and I'm thinking that's the sell-by date on the tag, not the use by, but the sell by date. I pull out these bagels, and they're plain bagels, but they look like green blueberry bagels. There's mold already growing on these bagels, which I don't know about you, but I don't like the idea of mold and cream cheese on a bagel.
You're weird. Mold's good. Good for you.
Wait, do you want to take my bagels then?
That's all right.
So it's a couple days before the sell-by date of the bagels, and there's already mold on them. And it's getting worse. Today is the day after I discovered this, and it's even worse today. And it's still a day. Today is November 10 at the time of this recording. And it's still even worse. There's no chance I'm going to eat those. So I'm going to take them back to Walmart. I will make them refund the money or replace these with fresh bagels. And what's crazy is I bought some other bagels on the same day, and they're fine. I posted a picture on TwitPic, and it will also be in the show notes for this episode at theramennoodle.com so people can see it. Breaking, maybe I'll have like a time-lapse thing.
It's breaking bagel news.
That's good. And yeah, BBC.
Oh, gosh.
Breaking Bagel Corporation. And a friend of mine on Facebook commented on my photo, and she said that she also bought bagels from the same Walmart, and 2 days later, hers were moldy too. So I'm thinking it's a conspiracy.
Yep.
A big bagel conspiracy. There's the BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that spells big bagel. Big. I can't say it anymore. I thought about this, and I wrote a little song about it. About this. Yes, I'm going to play this song.
Dag, yo.
And it's just a little reminder to Walmart that Walmart should really pay for this, because this sounds like some oversight, maybe some kind of conspiracy that they have been relabeling these bagels with the wrong expiration dates. And so I wrote a little song about this. And you're welcome to sing along if you want. Not you. Isn't that a pretty song?
That was not the word that sprang to my lips.
Okay.
I threw that word away.
Very well, then. So that has been my news for this week. And now it's time for your weekly noodleism, which I still don't have a sound clip for yet.
That's okay.
A noodleism is some little phrase that I want people to think about or use differently, or just a common saying that I like to take and distort in some way and make people go, huh? The noodleism for this week that will really give you a leg up on the competition on noodleisms and terminology. I have to refer back to old episodes. That way, you know, it increases linking and all of that. Last week was give a leg up. This week, it's a shot in the arm. Have you ever heard that before?
Of course. Yes.
When people use it, they generally mean it's something good, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
They say, like, this was a real shot in the arm for our organization and got us going. Either they're talking about drugs.
Probably not.
Okay, then what part of getting a shot in the arm is a good thing? That's painful.
Sure.
I was waiting for you to say, no, it's not. Shots in the arm are great. And I was going to pull out a needle and offer to give you one.
Oh. I was thinking of a different kind of...
A ramen needle.
Oh, jeez. I was thinking of a different kind of shot.
I'm sure the ramenneedle.com is available.
Oh, man.
Your iPhone has a jam on it.
That kind of shot.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking about.
So, when someone says something is a shot in the arm, generally they mean it's something good, like some kind of boost, I guess. But the weekly noodleism is that shot in the arm now means something bad. So you can say...
Just randomly something bad?
My dog... There was black dog vomit on the carpet this morning, and it was a real shot in the arm.
But which kind of shot? That still is bugging me. An injection? Or a...
Shot in the arm, dude. That's bad.
Hey, I was about to pull out the medical term GSW.
Oh, okay. What's that mean?
Gunshot wound.
Huh. Oh, that kind of shot in the arm. That's not a good shot in the arm either.
No, no.
So use the phrase a shot in the arm to mean something bad.
And look like a fool to all your friends and colleagues.
No, make them think. Make them go, huh?
Is that guy for real?
And then, when they want to know what you're talking about, you can send them to theramenoodle.com to find out more. And also subscribe to this podcast, because I would love to have more listeners to this.
When you start using common phrases incorrectly, you should definitely blame the ramen noodle.
Sure. Just tell everyone that, theramenoodle.com. Make sure they understand that. I'll take all the blame necessary, as long as it means I get more listeners. Maybe.
Yeah. Make sure it's theramenoodle.com and that they don't think you're like blaming your lunch, because that would just it would just make things worse, I think.
All right. Next, it's time for the featured story. Did you know there are things that scare bachelors?
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Wow.
Thank you, Dory.
Was that your female voice?
All right, there are things that scare bachelors and bachelorettes. Just assume whenever I say bachelor, I mean bachelorettes as well, because there are, you know, females out there. I don't want to be considered sexist. Number 10. So we'll do this in like countdown or countdown format.
Okay, I get you. I would not put this one at number 10.
I'm suddenly looking at my list. Did I order this the way I wanted it to be?
For you, yeah.
Well, okay. Number 10, scariest thing for bachelors and bachelorettes. Starbucks is closed.
Or your favorite independent coffee shop.
Yes, because you used to work at one.
Indeed.
This is scary for you, isn't it?
Very.
Very.
Very, very, very.
Yeah. Right now, you have some coffee, right?
Well, it's gone. It wasn't enough, or I'd be talking more.
No!
Jeez. Yeah, so that's bad, because, yeah, you need a good hangout that, you know.
And Starbucks can also provide a good hangover.
Or a shot in the arm.
Yes. Starbucks is a real shot in the arm for me.
Or a shot in your coffee. Wow.
I do not like coffee at all.
I know. There's something wrong.
That's probably why this one was number 10.
Yep. I would put that
higher.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And the next one is scary at best.
Well, this one requires special explanation. Coming in at number 9, running out of toilet paper or paper towels. All right, what are you thinking?
I'm not saying. I was just glad the way you said that it was number 9, but let's go on.
No, not yet. I got to pause here.
No, I meant go on with what we were saying.
Oh, okay.
Why do you have to pause?
Because I don't want to wipe this one away yet.
Oh my. I'm leaving.
No, don't.
All right. Yet. I'll stay.
reason is, when you run out of toilet paper, the next thing that you have to consider using, paper towels, napkins, not too comfortable. And apparently, for bachelors, yeah, scary thing. Definitely a scary thing. And apparently, for some bachelors, like my housemate, and by the way, Jeremy is not my housemate, but a different housemate, explain this. I come into the kitchen one day, and I see the bread on the counter, the butter on the counter, the bagels on the counter, and a roll of toilet paper. A slightly used roll of toilet paper.
Wait, wait, wait.
I mean, like, not... It was clean.
Partially depleted yes. roll of toilet paper. Yes, let's be clear.
That's a better way to put it. Jeez. A partially depleted roll of toilet paper.
What a picture.
Sitting on the counter.
Oh.
And I see it. I'm thinking, what the Huey, Dewey, and Louie was he thinking? Why is there toilet paper, a partially depleted roll of toilet paper, on the counter with the bread, the bagels, and the hamburger buns, and the butter, and all of that? What? Is this like a topping for his burgers or something?
Did he have a cold at the time?
No, he didn't have a cold.
Okay. Perhaps he was on his way to restock the...
No, I thought that too, but it was partially depleted. Unless he, like, carries it around with him and carries his own toilet paper.
Don't you? Cricket.
No.
Cricket.
Oh. I need a cricket sound effect.
Yep.
I don't have one. It turns out that the reason why he had toilet paper sitting in the kitchen is because we had run out of paper towels. So he grabbed the next best thing to wipe up messes is toilet paper. But toilet paper to wipe your face?
If it's clean, it's just paper.
But it's well, yeah, don't. But it's cotton stuff, soft stuff.
Unless it's recycled.
It falls apart when it gets wet and biodegrades very quickly.
It depends on what kind you buy.
Depends.
Wow. Anyway.
You said it.
Well, yeah, because it's a word in the English language. Oh. James from Tennessee says, it's a waste. And I'm not sure if that was meant to be a pun.
Coming in at number 8, the TV or internet stops working.
And kills a small child in the process. That is bad, but only the TV at certain times.
When I decided to make the switch from using an electric razor to using a straight or a bladed razor, a razor blade, whatever they call those things, you know, Gillette, which does not sponsor this either.
So don't buy their products.
Correct. I didn't either. It's just a free razor they gave me a long time ago. When I decided to switch...
I'm sorry, I keep banging my earphones on the microphone, as you may have heard periodically throughout this podcast. I'll try to stop.
Yeah, because you have the crappy microphone.
That too.
When I switched to this edged razor to shave, it was the first time ever that I was using an edged razor. And someone, I'd mentioned this on Twitter, and someone had actually replied back saying, hey, watch these videos on YouTube for some information about how to shave. And actually, there was some guy that's like produces these video tutorials on how to shave.
Fascinating.
Yeah, and has them on YouTube, which is like great for me, the ramen noodle, the bachelor I am.
We called that the bathroom cast.
Hey, careful. Captain's cast is in the room.
What?
Well, yeah, that doesn't line up completely. So, I want to start shaving, or I need to shave with this, and I decide to look up on YouTube how to use the razor blade. My internet goes down.
No! So you're like, oh crap, the internet's down, I can't shave.
I was helpless. As I've done in my stand-up comedy before, there are no directions on a razor blade or on shaving cream. So I had to kind of figure it out myself. And it ended up working out okay.
That's good. You still got your face.
Yes. instead of a goat. Coming in at number 7. This one is more for guys. Restaurants without all you can eat.
Yeah.
You're not impressed by that one.
I got nothing.
That's not scary to you?
No.
When you go in a restaurant that's not all you can eat, you don't...
And nothing close to it. But, no, you know, I'm usually trying to balance my meals a little bit better than that, so...
Well, for the typical bachelor out there, it seems like they could eat and eat and eat, and that's kind of what they do. And yes, I'm stereotyping you bachelors out there, because I'm an elite bachelor, so that's why I can stereotype the rest of the bachelors out there.
He's elitely drinking his water at this very moment. As though it were wine, I think, is the vibe that I got.
It's wine in its infant state.
No, it's not.
It's water. It's been untouched by Jesus yet. When this water gets saved, it's going to turn into wine. You watch it.
Moving on.
Coming in at number 6 of the top 10 scariest things for bachelors and bachelorettes. Singles groups and singles websites. First of all, is there such a thing as a singles group?
Yeah.
Well, I've participated in some. It's like everyone there is dating someone, so they're not really technically
singles.
That has
not been my experience.
Cricket. Cricket.
I suddenly decided that I should tread carefully with my next comments. It's just that groups of singles can be a very interesting group of people.
Thus.
I'm probably going to leave it there.
Thus, very scary. Because you walk into a room that's like a singles group and you might just suddenly...
Is that your favorite...
I only got that one scream and then the other. Coming in at number 5, we're halfway through this, folks. Someone knocking at the front door.
I'm sorry, my only random thought just now was that people are going to be listening to this podcast at twice its normal speed.
That scream will be interesting at twice the speed.
Okay, someone knocking on the front door?
Yes.
Is that, why is that?
Because the only people that knock on the front door unexpectedly are people trying to sell you something.
Okay.
Which can be very scary. Either they're trying to sell you their Mormonism or they're trying to sell... Yeah, discount. Or they're trying to sell you like some weird product or something. And it's just kind of a little scary because some bachelors don't know how to say no to this. It's like, whoa, it cleans. I want that.
Oh, gosh. That was bachelor voice, everybody.
I've got a few bachelor voices.
Do Mormons go door to door?
Yes.
Jehovah's Witnesses do.
Mormons do, too.
Do they?
Yes, they've come here before. I scared them.
I'll bet. You're scaring me.
I invited them back, in fact, to talk more. They haven't taken me up on that invitation.
I can't imagine why.
Coming in at number 4 in the top 10 scariest things for bachelors and bachelorettes. A broken microwave.
Now I have to... Scream. I have to ask, is this a broken microwave? Or a... I don't know what that hand motion meant, so I can't be subtle about whatever it is you're trying to tell me. Oh, I'm being obnoxious.
Is it a broken microwave or what?
To the microphone and other things. Yes, is it a broken microwave or a broken microwave oven? Because the difference could be profound.
True.
A broken microwave. Just think about that. What would that mean to the space-time continuum? You know what? Let's not even discuss it because I'm just exposing my geekiness.
So a broken microwave oven.
Yeah, let's go there.
Because a bachelor can't cook anything without the microwave. Sorry, guys.
I have no response to that. It's just so not true.
Hey, hate mail? I would love it. Seriously. send it to, what's your email address?
Shut up.
Follow Flegon on Twitter and send him your hate mail.
Whatever. Did I say that?
Yes. Anyway. Coming in at number three, the price of ramen noodles jumps by 2 cents.
I think that one speaks for itself.
Yes. I mean, it totally breaks a bachelor's budget.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Coming in at number two, running out of the secret pizza stash under the bed.
It's ridiculous.
Come on. I was saving that pizza for a midnight snack.
It's ridiculous.
And when it's all gone, or when it turns into things like the bagels upstairs.
It's ridiculous.
Then it's like, oh.
Even leaving pizza, first of all, don't get me started on pizza. But second, you leave pizza out all night. How is it different than any other food? It has meat. It has cheese. Why are you leaving it out all night for?
It's got preservatives.
And you know what else it might have? E. coli from an employee who didn't wash their hands very well.
E. coli!
And it's sitting there all night growing. And you ate it. That's my rant on pizza out all night.
All night long.
No offense intended for my brother.
Life is a pizza.
No, it's not.
All night long. And the top number one scariest thing for a bachelor. Running out of ramen noodles.
No! I thought you were going to do that group scream.
I don't have the group to scream.
I thought you just played it.
No. Oh, I couldn't afford that one.
Oh.
Too many actors. Or popcorn, macaroni and cheese, or similar bachelor food like Hot Pockets, frozen pizza, et cetera, et cetera.
Finally, I will confess to an overuse of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah?
It's cheap. It's good. It's easy. I don't know that it's that healthy. So I try to do it in moderation, but you throw some like hot dogs or sausage in there, and it's ridiculous comfort food. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are always leftovers.
And running out of it, though.
Running out of it.
Scary.
Starvation. Or a trip to the stinking store.
I could do my own scream.
It's not that scary if you can go to the store. Why, mommy, why?
And I seriously clipped on the microphone on that.
And my ears.
Yes.
Oh, goodness, I haven't been looking at the chat room.
So that is the top 10 scariest things for bachelors and bachelorettes. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you have suggestions? Well, you might be wrong, but you can go ahead and send those to me at theramennoodle.com or call in to 859-353-4332. That's 859-353-4332. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm catching up on the chat room comments to see if I have anything to add.
Okay. Well, while you're looking at that, it's time. Or I'm looking for the button. Where'd the button go? Oh, here it is. It's time for this.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome to day two of your training, young cadets. I'm here to teach you to become real men, elite bachelors. Today, lesson number two, since you puny little bachelors didn't do good last week with the cooking, this week, it's washing the dishes. You have to know how to properly wash a dish if you ever plan to be an elite bachelor. And the way that you can wash a dish, if you're from the Northern Hemisphere, then you take a sponge, take hot water shortly after getting the dish dirty, and then you swipe around in clockwise circles if you're from the Northern Hemisphere. If you're from the Southern Hemisphere, then you have to go counterclockwise in order to get it clean. and for our friends in Canada. You must go up and down instead of counterclockwise or clockwise, because Canada is different. But here, being that we are elite bachelors who are working to be there, you will learn to clean your dishes. So I don't want to see any more dirty dishes in the sink. They must be rinsed, they must be washed, and put promptly in the dishwasher. I love that segment.
Did my gasp at the beginning make it onto the recording? Because you genuinely scared me.
I think it did.
I was just listening to the intro, and then suddenly it got really loud because you were in the room. The scary person was shouting at me and off. Oh.
That's a hard segment to do and get their volume right on the microphone because I'm very loud with it. Yes, I had to put that in there for our friends in Canada. Where it's a dry cold. When it's cold up there.
Okay.
So I'm glad that you could join us for this podcast and hope that you can come back again Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I now know what the whole 8/7 Central means because you explained it to me today.
I tried.
Yes. So no longer any of this 8/7 Central crap, but now I can just say 8 Eastern Standard Time.
You just lost your clean tag on this podcast.
I think you said it earlier.
Did I?
I might bleep that out.
That's awesome. You just start bleeping the word crap, and then it sounds like we said something really awesome.
Yeah, I'm missing the bleeps.
You should probably stop bleeping me now. You little...
No! All right, if you enjoy the show, please leave some comments on the website, theramennoodle.com. Leave a review on iTunes or Zune Marketplace or blueberry.com or really wherever that there is a place to leave a review. And follow me on twitter.com/ramen noodle. And you can follow, where are you on Twitter?
twitter.com/phlegon. That's phlegon.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. Tell someone else about the podcast. See ya.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.